Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, Danny Burr.
This is our sloppy seconds Christmas Day release.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, everyone. You're probably listening to this now if you're listening on Christmas Day just for a bit of relief from the family.
Mm-hmm.
What is your biggest Christmas Day ick, guys? Like, what fucks you off? I mean, I don't want to start on a negative.
Oh, right.
I don't want to start on a negative, but I already know by this point in the day, my mum's come into the kitchen 4 or 5 times to see if there's anything she can do. But
yeah.
Really, all she's doing is getting in the way.
That's exactly mine.
And I'm like, no, because you're not helping. You just stood in the way and actually get your hands off that bit of meat.
Yeah. She's coming to have a little picky.
To have a pick.
That's me, though, with my mum. My mum's cooking. I'm like, can I help? Can I do? And I'm literally
and really,
just going around.
You've got 4 pigs and blankets in your mouth and you've got your fingers in the gravy.
I'm just doing a buffet. Prior buffet.
Big ick. Yeah. Big ick.
Sorry, that's me.
And another big ick of mine on Christmas is people ruining the presents as you're opening them. You've held on this long. Don't as you, I'm unwrapping then go, oh, and I just think if you're just about, shh.
Yeah.
Let me enjoy this opening.
Right, okay.
Ceremony.
Okay, got you.
No?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And also, I don't know if you've had this, but in a family where the person's like hoovering up all the wrappers as you're opening them to try and tidy them away, and it's like, can I just open this first before you're taking all the scraps
They're
off
gonna
me?
Go into the recycling, Nana.
Yeah.
Leave me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not bothered by the wrapping. I do feel a lot, I'm not like some kind of pure, you know, just stop oil eco warrior. I'm not.
Oh.
Just so we know, I've not sat down in any rows this year. Yeah. But I do feel wasteful with the Christmas wrapping,
that's why
is what
not,
I'm just going to say.
That's why I've not wrapped my present today. I feel like I'm doing better for the environment.
I love a festive wrapping. There's ways to do it that's more economical, but it's fine.
Love festive wrapping, and I won't lie, not wrapped today's gift.
Oh.
I've not.
But all the wrapping, all the presents under my tree are all wrapped in brown paper with like string.
Yeah.
It all was very eco this year, actually.
But that is the aesthetic as well.
Mm.
And they do say, yeah, it is. Yeah. And they do say, if you can scrunch your wrapping paper up and it holds its shape, it can be fully recycled. That's a good one.
Oh.
And if you scrunch it up and it springs back, it's got plastics in and it can't be recycled.
I did not know that.
So informative.
So informative. You would think I had nothing to do other than watch Steph's pack lunch.
Sounds like you were watching the Stacey's Christmas cracker or whatever it is.
Oh my goodness.
Christmas
just,
crafting.
Can we just say, what is that?
It's Stacey's.
No, I know if I've seen it, but what is it? how is she getting paid for that? It's
Stacey who? Solomon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what else she's doing?
What?
She's got her own air fresheners with Airwick. Her own scents.
I love it.
She's piggybacked off the back of Mrs. Hinch.
Kirsty Allsop. She's Kirsty Allsop too, is this new?
She's Kirsty Allsop for the working class.
Yes, that's it.
Stacey Solomon switched us on and we've ruined her Christmas day.
No, I love
Stacey
it makes
Solomon.
Me cry. So
I love
good.
Stacey Solomon, but what I don't want is someone to say, instead of buying this wooden hand-carved nutcracker, let's make it out of a Pringles tube and an old toilet. If you want a nutcracker, buy it. And if
she's
you don't.
No,
she's not.
Mums.
I hate it. I spray paint and fucking balls. Look at my
balls.
I've
seen that.
I'm going to spray paint some kids' balls.
It's a ball, darling.
Shit. You do not have that in your £2 million Essex mansion.
No,
there's
she
no
doesn't.
Way. So don't try and pretend that it looks good in my outfit.
So happy Christmas to everybody except Stacey Solomon.
I do not approve this message.
Anyway, I do like Stacey Solomon. Don't get me knickers in a twist over it. If you want to get in touch, guys, share your biggest dilemmas, your dirty confessions, your anything that's camp, crazy, and Christmas, then you can get in touch by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DMing us on Instagram. That means direct message if you've just listened for the first time. And that's available to you at Gossip Gaze Pod across all social medias. And you can even do WhatsApp and all of that. It's all in the description of this episode. But let's not harp on about that. It's Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Can I just say one thing, if you've not already?
Go on.
What is your top Christmas films that has to be watched? Has to be watched. It's Christmas.
Grinch.
The Grinch.
I've watched it twice already.
Cartoon or...
No, Jim Carrey. Yeah.
He's lost the plot, him.
Has he?
But he's excellent in The Grinch.
Yeah, he's very excellent.
He's excellent in The Grinch.
Yeah.
He's lost the plot. I've seen him on Graham Norton screaming, fuck you at a baby in someone's stomach. And it's like, ick unlocked.
Did he?
Ick unlocked.
Wow.
Ick unlocked.
But fabulous in The Grinch.
Fabulous.
Speaking to a pregnant woman's baby bump and not just swearing at it. I was like, this is turning me off, you honey bunny.
Right, wow. But
on a light note, Love Actually.
I love Love Actually.
In fact, I'm going to watch Love Actually tonight, I think.
Yeah. Are
Fantastic.
You?
Fantastic. Love that.
Merry
film.
Christmas, Lily.
I'm not really into Christmas films, but Love Actually.
I'm not into rom-coms, but Love Actually is the one for me.
Mm. Christmas. I like Home Alone, even though it's not really about Christmas. It's set at Christmas.
It is about, it's a Christmas classic, and this is the reason I asked, because did you know Home Alone has got 6 films?
I had no idea.
What?
There's 6 Home Alones. And I know because my boyfriend, my boyfriend has made me watch every single Home Alone this year.
They're not all the same kid.
No.
But after Let 2 weeks, gets you. Shit. After 2 weeks,
no.
shit.
So this is how, this is Danny Beard's lowdown on Home Alone. Right?
We do have 13 minutes, by the way.
Listen, this is, it's a home run. 1 and 2. Classics. Yeah. Number 2 is the best, with Macaulay Culkin before he started taking heroin. Number 3 is like a little slightly chubbier kid who's
kind of cute. There's 4 robbers in that one, isn't there?
Yeah. That one's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Bit budget. The 4th one should be burnt on a scrap heap. The 4th one confuses every... I mean, I'm 31.
Right.
And it confused me.
Okay.
The 4th one forgets the 3rd one existed, but it's a carry on from the 2nd one, but everybody's different in it, but they've got the same names and they look different, and it's really cheap, and the set is clearly
cheap. Build a set from Amazon.
Honest to God, when they shut a door, the wall fucking shakes.
Right, got you. Okay, yeah.
So bad set and convoluted lore in
I
the
love
Home
that.
Alone
yes.
world.
Then the next one, the 6th one came out in 2021. It's the best one. That's been remade.
Way.
That's not a classic.
Okay.
Incredible.
I watched
the last one last night. It's on Disney Plus, not sponsored. Sure, you can get it on a pirate thing, unless Disney Plus want to pay us to talk about them. So yeah.
I'll give that a go, actually.
You need to, if you've not watched the newest Home Alone, it's actually really good.
Okay.
And it gives you all the things you want from a Home Alone. Nostalgia, a few of those iconic moments that mean Home Alone.
Yeah.
Some of them just didn't have it. It just was a story with the you've just fucking put a little tiny lowercase e on an uppercase title.
What do you mean?
The Home Alone people will know.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Fake fans.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna watch that tonight.
I thought it would be interesting to talk about. I wrote in my notes to talk about today and everything, and I kind of killed the energy. So should we do
the
gifts?
Yeah,
no, I'm not trying to look for sympathy.
Great. It was great.
Thank you, everyone. But should we do these gifts?
Yeah, go on.
I feel like I've been head of the party planning.
Yeah. Do you want to host this section?
Well, no. I don't get paid to host.
You look so Christmassy and fab.
Thank you. I tried to dress up today. I normally look like shit, but I have actually dressed up for the occasion.
And sorry to keep going on about Home Alone, but this like very 80s red top, it's giving like...
Slay.
Kevin's mom. It's giving Moira Rose.
Moira
Rose at Christmas.
Yeah. So I suggested we do a Secret Santa. I love Secret Santa. So we have all gone off and, to various degrees, I'm sure, put effort into our Secret Santa gifts. So does anyone want to go first?
I want to go first.
You want to go
first? Opening first.
Opening.
So, Billy,
yes.
You're going to be the first person to receive your gift from Santa. Anything you put on your list that you're hoping for?
I mean, I've got very low expectations because I know how hard Secret Santa is.
It can be hard.
It can be hard. Mm-hmm. So I think
unless you're me, and I love buying gifts.
I'm big into gift giving. I haven't done as much as I'd like to this year, actually. Is this
Billy's getting a gift first? Yeah, I'm
getting
it.
A gift first.
Billy's just like, get me a gift.
Come on.
Get me a gift.
Anyone will do.
Get a gift. Get that motherfucking gift, girl. What are you drinking? What's your Christmas Day tipple?
Baileys.
Do you love a Baileys?
I love Baileys.
Bourbon. I drink bourbon. Oh, this one's kind of wrapped.
Ooh. Okay, so it's coming in a bag.
Oh, it looks lightweight.
Mm-hmm. It says, to Billy from Santa.
Okay.
It's got some tissue paper. Hang on, we're getting to it. I love the re-gifted bag.
Hold on.
Yeah, we love recycling.
I already think this is Lily May by the fact that there is presentation in the wrapping.
What's it say?
Oh, that's come.
It says, well, hang on. What is it? It's the cap. Oh, gorgeous. I love a cap.
Well,
I'm obsessed with a cap.
What? I've been speaking to Santa about your gift, Billy. Right. And it's not just a cap. I think if you look back, remember a few episodes ago when you were talking about DJ etiquette and how people...
Oh my god.
Danny suggested that you should get an LED sign to reply
to
people who don't request songs. So you'll find that's an LED hat which you can program messages into.
Billy, this is fab. You can put Merry Christmas
and
on
so,
it.
And so if you press the button inside the hat, I think there should be a pre-programmed message. In there.
Santa said all this.
That is a really good gift.
There is an app attached to it, so
it's currently not working, but I believe
we'll get it working.
Yeah.
If you hold it, but basically
He's doing it!
Hold it to the camera.
Which one? That is really cool.
I did think he was gonna say fuck
that off. Is actually really cool.
Me on that no requests. Imagine.
Exactly. So there's a QR.
Billy bitch.
You can put a QR code in there. You can tap whatever message in there and give people a message.
That is so funny.
I love that.
Thank you.
Aww. I know Billy so well as well. He went from being really disappointed with that to really impressed with really quick. And I hope you don't mind me throwing you under the bus slightly there. But
I was a bit like a cap.
A black cap.
A cheap black cap.
You did literally go,
wow.
Thank you for this. What's the brand? Made in China. Nice.
I like to support all different
economies. There's some stuff in there, doll.
Yeah, so the stuff that's in the bag is in the plastic bag. That is the charger for your cap.
Ooh.
And also, you've got the QR code in there as well.
That is brilliant.
That is a fucking good gift.
That's a really good gift.
I kind of don't want a gift.
I think we're going to go downhill from here.
Yeah, I was a bit upset when you said to you first, because I thought, if this is going to be the best gift.
I love that for you, Lily May.
Oh, thank you very much.
Who's next?
Sam, do you want your gift
next? I'll have a gift. Pretty please.
I'm excited. I got you, Sam.
Okay.
Oh, did you? Is it something French related?
You know me so well. I wanted to make your gift today very French coded. So everything in the bag is French.
Oh,
French
inspired. Chabien.
Chabien.
This is heavy.
I went all out.
Oh my god. So we're starting off strong. With some wine.
With some French wine. It's a bit dry.
This is camp. Thank
Crazy
you.
Crazy at Cuckoo. What's next?
A baguette.
A baguette.
a small baguette, though. Is that any comment?
And it's actually from France. It's from Sainsbury's.
Yes. Thank you. Well done.
What is this?
Well, that's a croissant. Croissants make everything more French. And
I love croissants.
I know you do. And it's also an almond croissant.
More French. They do love that.
That is a candle from Abitap.
Oui, oui.
And it's plum.
Très bon.
Danny.
Oh, shit, the security tag's on the bottom. didn't go off when I put
Special
it in my coat.
You get to beep That's wherever right. you go.
They love
Can I just say, that is
France.
My favourite candle at the is moment. It, I've got about four of them in my house.
Give it a sniff, yeah.
Ooh,
it's ripped plum and patchouli.
That
and
smells
patchouli.
Amazing.
Yeah, Abitat.
Oh, lovely.
I know the smell, but Lily Mel can have a...
Oh my God, and then some Reese's Minacho.
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I love the Reese's Pieces.
And Reese's feels French.
Yeah,
you know?
It does.
That's a very French name to
me. Danny, this is so
Reese's,
thoughtful. I love
thank
it.
Thank you. It is thoughtful,
you know what?
Isn't it?
Genuinely, I did say to my family the other day that I needed a new candle as well. This is very well timed.
You're welcome, babe.
And I did think I needed a croissant this morning.
There you go.
Oh, Danny, you've nailed
carbs,
that.
Sweet, alcohol, and no one's going to smell you after it all because you smell like plum.
That is some plum.
And also, I didn't write on the bag, so you can reuse that bag.
Wait, Eco Queens here.
We bien. Eco Queen.
That's it. We've got Greta with us today.
Merci, Danny. You. Merci de fond de coeur.
Merci, si. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
Feliz
Santa.
Navidad.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you, Santa.
No problem. Who's next? Me
well,
or you?
I think we should go to the
Let's
break.
Go you.
Well, I think we should go to the break.
Oh, yeah. It says it on the screen
it
there.
Does
yeah, say. Sorry.
Should we go for a break? And then we'll do us.
The cheek of us making you listen to adverts on Christmas Day. But you know what? It's paying for our Christmas
Gotta
dinner, guys.
Got to pay for Christmas somehow.
Girls gazing these, are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for gossip? Are you turned on by Truman?
Oui, oui.
Then make sure you're listening to The Gossip Gaze with your besties. Listen in a group. That would be nice. Get a listening group together. Go down to your local WI and say, listen to this, bitches. We are The Gossip Gaze. You know, last time I said shout out the window to someone. Today, just whisper it in your dog's ear. You never know what will happen. People, spread this love by spreading this podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gaze podcast, also known as Sloppy Seconds, also known as Christmas Dinner Sloppy Seconds today.
You're
welcome. Me and Lily May have got gifts to come.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, then do me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, then we can finish on you.
I think Billy or Sam, because they're the only one.
Yeah. By process of elimination.
Yeah. I think Billy.
Okay.
I'm genuinely surprised.
If you've ended up with each other and we've ended up with each other, I think that's what's going to happen.
I don't know.
Here. Let me look at the gift. Is it not wrapped?
It's definitely Billy. Oh, yes.
Right, wait a minute. Can I just say, I know, it came yesterday. Yep. And it was fucking bent.
That's all right.
Well, some things are all right, Ben.
Oh, 1989.
What is that?
It's Taylor Swift's album, 1989. But it's in a notebook form. And I love that because I love stationery and I love Taylor Swift.
I knew that.
And that is why I post about the things I like on my social media. Because it's so easy to buy a gift
for me. I'm gutted it came bent.
Can I just give a little... move over, Stacey's element. Can I just give a little top tip to get this out?
Well, yeah,
one. I would take this book... And I would heat your iron up to the lowest setting, iron.
And iron it.
And I'd get some baking paper. I'd put the baking paper down. And I would also take one glass of wine.
Yeah.
And with the glass of wine, I'd drink that as you iron that.
Yeah.
And it'll go straight.
Perfect. Thank you, Stacey, so much.
No problem. It's all right. It's all right, isn't it?
Danny Beard's Christmas
What's
crafting
that?
Next year.
Can
so
I
I've
ask?
Also
What's
got
the
a little
bag?
Little baggy. A little pink velvet baggy.
Not like
Merry Christmas.
Not like Billy to give out his baggy.
Oh, it's a Taylor Swift keychain.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I love this. And it's got a little pink gem.
Well, I knew two things about you. You're a producer and you like Taylor Swift.
So these are all things that I can
Useful.
Bring to me day to day.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. And this pink baggie is gorgeous.
That's all right.
I love it. It goes to my outfit. I'm pleased with this. I think mine's better, the one that I got for Billy, but I think it's lovely.
Yeah.
There's thought that's gone into it, and I appreciate 100%.
I didn't go to Sainsbury's on the way in to get your gift.
Exactly.
All right. I did, Sam, but still nice. Can I also just say, this show has been snatched from a kid's hands at a bus stop. This has
and
been
you know what?
Snatched.
That actually means more to me, if that's the case. If someone's crying today because they've not had their gift.
Best to last, I hope.
All the pressure's on.
We don't actually know for sure. Because it's Santa.
Santa's
Your arms don't look very Santa full.
Oh, it's the curse of the card. So is that good or terrible?
This could be, I think.
So it's in an envelope, just for the listener.
Is this a red letter day?
It's a red letter.
Am I going in a hot air balloon? Am I going to be going in a hot air balloon? I'm actually really nervous. I hate opening gifts.
What have we got?
And I love that. Can I just say, that process of not letting anything fall out the card because you're hoping there's something in it.
Yeah.
That was very
Don't get your hopes up on that.
£50 note is very heavy.
Okay, that's the back of the card.
I'm just building the suspense up for the listeners.
I'm actually nervous now.
Cut me in half and I'm an entertainer. Dear Danny, your present is in the fridge. Be careful picking it up, love, Santa. This is like this is fab. This is a trail.
Would you like to get it?
Am I
going like to
get it? Am I going to go to the fridge?
Should we get Gen Z to get it?
I think I might grab it just because I want to be careful.
Okay, so Sam, do you want to go?
If this is another note now that says, "Ha ha, your present is now in the bin," or I mean,
go to the bathroom and look under the toilet.
This is exciting. What would be in the fridge?
I think because Sam likes to make his own little charcuterie board.
Do you think Sam's made me something?
I think it's a homemade gift.
Santa wrapped it the best that he could.
Well, it feels positively chilled.
Okay. Well, it has been in the fridge. That's good that they're working.
Ooh, girls, this is what's that say?
I read what Santa said. It said, "Enjoy your two loves. This is cockshootery."
A combination of your two loves. Enjoy.
Wow.
Cockshootery. Have you made this in your kitchen?
Yes.
That is a cheesy cock that you do want to put in your mouth.
Oh wow!
That's incredible.
This is.
Someone get a picture
like
of that.
I feel like I'm
That's
on
fab.
This morning right now, and if you two would like to meet me, it actually smells delicious.
There's a brie cock. There's some pickled. A pickled cock.
What's that? Wednesday.
That's so some white chocolate cum splatter.
Delicious.
Oh shit, there is. I just want to say your rosebud is.
Thank you. Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah, a big old rosebud.
Your rosebud flowers. And I love a pickle, so I'm going to eat this. It's got little bollocks on it.
Oh yes.
Cockshootery.
Cockshootery.
Wow, are you going to sell them for people? I feel like that would really kick off Gossip Gays Cockshootery.
Gossip Gays Cockshootery. We'll start a little pop-up.
That'd be nice.
I don't normally eat food out of other people's kitchens, but this is nice.
Yeah,
I wash my hands.
It's really cool.
Very food hygienic. There's some manchego. That's the
triangle. Oh, I love manchego. Do you know what? I'm going to have this now.
Some brie. Some Wensleydale. The top corner, that's Black Bomb. It's a very sharp but creamy cheddar in the black wax.
Where did this all come from?
Santa.
Santa's knocking about.
The North Pole. I have some... I know where to get a good cheese. Some of it's from M&S. M&S cheese section is very, very good.
I love M&S. You've hit the nail on the head.
Thank you. That's so lovely. I'm glad we finished on this one.
Do you know what? I'm not even fussed. Oh my God, there's white chocolate.
Yeah, the white chocolate.
I'm sorry.
To be the
I'm
cum.
Ruining people's Christmas time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I can't. Well, I'm next to you. I can hear you.
So where did the rest of this... What's this in the middle, the big white cock?
Brie. The big white cock is made out
of brie.
I ate the rest of the brie. I had to
cut it. Okay, so you've eaten half my gift. Right, okay.
I cut it out into a cock and then ate the rest.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's healthy.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And if you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else, camp quiz, your Christmas cuckoo. Christmas cuckoo. You can get in touch. Yes, Christmas cuckoo. You can get in touch by emailing us letters@gossipgazepod.com, DM us on Instagram @gossipgazepod, or via WhatsApp. And the number for that is in this episode's description. There we go. We'll be back in the new year, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Amazing.
And I think if my calculations are correct, it will be the 11th of January.
Oh, yeah, we have a little Christmas break.
We have a little Christmas break because you know what? There's nothing like the Christmas come down.
Exactly.
It's sad, you know, you've had people around you that you either love or hate, and you just need to take a bit of time for yourself. And I don't want to get upset, but...
That's not fitting in, love.
Do you want Do you want help with Sam the cockutery? Yeah, I can sort
pass that back to Sam for me.
Come on. We need to wrap up for the...
Sorry.
We're ruining people's Christmas day now.
Thank you for wasting time with us today on Christmas Day. I got a card and a gift, which is quite nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
If there's one thing you can say to our listeners as the last thing for this year, what would it be?
Keep it queer.
Keep it queer.
Yeah.
I'd say always be yourself. Never be afraid to change.
There we go.
Share a podcast on WhatsApp because my job's on the line. Mm-hmm. Please.
Sam, what would you say?
Follow me on Instagram at not a Sam.
Oh, for God's sake.
Some people are so self-serving.
Right, wrap it up.
Bye.
Bye.
The Gossip Gays.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.